Hi, I'm Mike Smith from filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of The Walking Dead Season 5, Episode 5, Self-Help, written by Heather Belson and Seth Hoffman and directed by Ernest Dickerson. One of the big things that has set Season 5 of The Walking Dead apart from previous seasons is its newfound ability to burn through story like there's no tomorrow. Like Terminus, The Journey to Washington could have easily been something that drove the show for a season or more, and The Walking Dead of the past would probably have treated it as such. Now, that journey is essentially over. It helps give the show momentum that it desperately needs in order to remain interesting. And I would consider Self-Help a massive improvement over last week's episode, Slabtown. Both are somewhat similar in that they spend the entirety of their running time focusing on one character or group of characters. Theoretically, the overall arc of the show is centered on Rick and his group, but the world of the show has grown so much, and it's done a good job of developing its characters lately, that this stuff feels just as, if not more, important. Abraham, Rosita, and Eugene were a trio I didn't think all that much of in Season 4, and I think it was fairly obvious from the outset that something wasn't right about Eugene's claims about finding a cure in Washington. But they improved a lot over time, and this episode was really where they got to shine the most, especially Abraham, whose past is made a little more clear in flashback sequences. Eugene's off-kilter presence makes for some funny and also creepy scenes, and his triumph defeating walkers with a fire hose is an awesome, fun sequence that The Walking Dead could use more of. Of course, it becomes clear that Eugene was lying all along and only said what he did about Washington for protection and to survive. And amazingly, the show manages to find real emotion in the situation through Abraham, who bet his entire life on what he finds to be a lie. Michael Goodleets does strong work throughout the episode, but Abraham's final breakdown is intense. It's the kind of thing the show has gotten so much better at this year. Real, character-based drama that doesn't lose sight of the overall picture. Thank you for listening to The Walking Dead Podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Walking Dead and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, mindless zombies.